This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The former chair of the Birmingham Waterworks Board will not go to prison, despite being convicted of two felony ethics charges. A judge sentenced Sherry Lewis yesterday. She received 3 years probation, a $30,000 fine, and 400 hours of community service. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald says that amounts to a slap on the wrist. He joins us now to talk more. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, felony ethics charges, using your office for personal gain, this is a little bit legalese. Specifically, what was Lewis convicted of doing?
She was convicted of taking money and benefits, including meals and some money for family, from an executive at their engineering firm, Malcolm Perney, which became Arcadis, and is Arcadis now, and has, through the years, had huge contracts through the Waterworks Board. And the prosecutor said, you know, she was using that money to help kind of grease the skids for more business for Arcadis and, you know, to keep that contract in, you know, protected state.
Oh, Lewis, her attorneys argued for leniency, saying she was a first-time offender, but I gather you don't really buy that.
Well, you know, there's still a possibility she could go to jail because the way the judge structured it, if she doesn't fulfill all the obligations, the fines, she has to pay $30,000 in fines and do some other things, then she could still go to jail. But for all intents and purposes, if she, you know, minds her P's and Q's, she's out. And some people could kind of see the writing on the wall in the first place, because when she was initially convicted, the judge said, go straight to jail. So she spent, from the time of her conviction, she's been in jail, which is 22 days. And so I think that's what passes for tough on corruption in this day and age.
Well, with that in mind, you write that the judge said that Lewis's sentence should not be interpreted as saying that this conduct is tolerated. You mentioned the fines. You mentioned she spent some time in jail. Is that not a deterrent?
He wouldn't have had to say that if it didn't send exactly that message. And the message is, this is not serious enough for more punishment.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of public corruption cases around Alabama. We think back, there was the two-year college scandal more than 10 years ago. A good number of people went to prison around the Jefferson County sewer system and subsequent bankruptcy. More recently, House Speaker Mike Hubbard was convicted on ethics charges. In your view, have ethics, public corruption, changed over this time?
Certainly, in Montgomery and with a lot of politicians, there's a groundswell of concern that the ethics law is too harsh. And they, you know, frankly, when people start seeing their friends go down, when they start looking at their own behavior and saying that could make me go down, then they've started to say this needs to be changed. And so this whole state right now is waiting to see if the Supreme Court is going to support Mike Hubbard. But as you talk about those corruptions, just remember that everybody who gets a Birmingham Waterworks bill is still paying the price for the sewer corruption and will be for 40 years. And these things are very tangible to those ratepayers, and that's why it matters.
Well, we should mention that Mike Hubbard's case is before the Alabama Supreme Court. He's not served any time in prison yet. But taking a step back, you write that the message from Lewis's sentencing, that you fear the message that it sends, and you fear what comes next. What do you think comes next?
What I think comes next is that the Alabama Supreme Court could either overturn the sentence of Hubbard, declare parts of the law unconstitutional, and I think they're trying to find a way to let him go.
John Archibald is a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist with the Alabama Media Group. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.